You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show.
Hey, man, the only place I go. Every night, it's the Ryan Show.
Captain Stage, Bliss, Mr. Cheeks, and myself.
Check us out for an hour, enjoy yourself.
Or maybe
listen,
more.
Good music and special guests. Listen, we the best, forget the rest.
It's just me and Ryan, Cheeks the team. Yeah, we about to reign supreme.
Come on.
Yeah, we coming over and we taking the scene. Yeah, we should be on that limelight up on the screen. Yeah, you know my team. Yeah, we really just doing this. Fluid up every time, we really just moving this.
Yeah, man, we mix it up. To all of my fellas and chicks, what up?
Hey,
best believe, we the new wave. Mr. T's Rob Boogie and Hampton Dave.
Let's go.
You're listening to The Riot Show. This is The Riot Show. You're listening to The Riot Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the week again. Welcome to The Ryan Show FM with your host, Ryan Vernell. And I'm sitting here chilling and grilling at our home studio for our best of The Ryan Show FM Part 4 for the year 2019. Man, this year went fast. We had a lot of good times this year, shared a lot of laughs, hung out with some great friends, brand new experiences. It's always good to try something new and get out of your comfort zone. And let me tell you, doing shows with some of the most notorious criminals in the Big Apple sure does take you out of your comfort zone. That is, if you're a nerd like Hampton's Dave. Shouts to the socialite Hampton's Dave, who I'm sure is out socializing right now. Another big shout out to the second co-host of The Ryan Show FM, Mr. Cheeks, who's chilling down in the ATL. But before we get into the best of The Ryan Show FM Part 4, I want to give a huge thank you to everybody that donated and took part in our Toys for Thoughts charity. Even the Thoughts. Josie and Alana were great. Royal Flush and Tragedy Gaddafi both came through and hosted the show admirably. Also, most important, we really did raise a lot of Toys for Tots. And if you're listening right now in the New York City area, and you missed the show, but you'd still like to donate, there's two options. You can either bring some toys directly to the 5 Spot at 459 Myrtle Ave in Brooklyn, New York, or you can actually cash at me some money. And don't worry, it's not going to my newborn son, I promise. Just kidding, folks. We're going to take all the money that we receive on Cash App and go on a major shopping spree on the 21st. So if you're listening past the 21st, it might be too late. But don't forget that Toys for Tots is still accepting donations. Now, there are a few people that I'd like to shout out that gave some pretty big donations on Cash App. The first, Sam Garns, co-host slash sports analyst of this very program. Sam Garns gave a nice hefty donation to those kids, really making quite a few of their Christmas. Also want to give a big shout out to my man Mario, who's over on Instagram at @_wav. Go follow Mario, check him out. And also Firestorm, the lovely Firestorm, who always shows up to our events and shows great support. But this time she actually gave a nice donation to those children in need. So look, it's not about us helping the kids, it's about everyone helping the kids. So even if you can't take part in this charity, help out, because you really never know what you'll be doing to make a kid's Christmas. Now enough of the bullshit, let's get into the Ryan Show FM's best of part 4. And we've got four different interviews that we're going to listen back on tonight. The first of which being our pal, Milo the Cat. You all know Milo the Cat from Instagram. All those great cartoon videos. All their favorite childhood cartoons rapping the songs of our favorite MCs from the 90s and 2000s. Milo's a character too, I gotta say. Very talented guy. About a week before we brought Milo down to the studio, he was interviewed by the New York Times. Part one of tonight's episode also has our interview with Kia Jeffries. You're familiar with the song Put It In Your Mouth. It's a classic. Who can forget? Part two of the episode features original member of the Lost Boys, Spig Nice, song selector, aka DJ of the Lost Boys. Now, this was interesting because Spig called in from the Clink. You know, one thing about 2019 is that we can hit up our friends that have been incarcerated on some BS or on some real shit, but we just want to talk to them and see how they're doing. And Spig seems to be doing very well. Rumor has it that he'll be getting out sooner than later. But Spig is in our thoughts and prayers. And I gotta say, as a fan of the Lost Boys, it really was great to hear that Spig seems to be doing pretty well behind bars. Well, we wish him the best. And speaking of bars, part two also has our interview with Infamous Amadeus, who put out a new EP this year that is fire. And it's for the real hip-hop heads out there. I know there's a lot of you listening, so go check that out. Infamous Amadeus is new. I'm pretty sure this guy's putting out a new video with each one of the songs on that EP. Correct me if I'm wrong, Infamous. I'm not sure if you're going to be hearing this at any point. But either way, check out his YouTube, Infamous Amadeus. Not only is this man a DJ, videographer, the guy does it all. But most importantly, he's got some actual fire. And it's about time that he released an album like this. And with his newfound connections, he can actually get it out to people that will appreciate it. All this and more on tonight's episode of The Ryan Show FM, the best of part four. Folks, thank you so much for listening every week. We appreciate all of our syndicates and sponsors and stations. We're going to get more into our brand new sponsor, Music Match, as we come back from our next break. Music by our favorite female DJ, DJ K Bliss. Bliss, let's give him the best of a big
menacing, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself.
DJ K Bliss.
Get menacing, frightening, find help. Sometimes I scare myself. Tweaking off that 2CB, huh? Is he gonna make it TBD, huh?
It's the Ryan Show!
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening live. You know what time it is. It's the Ryan Show FM.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's right. We don't have Mr. Cheeks here today. We don't have Hampton's Dave here today.
I heard Mr. Cheeks drowned. It rained about 3 inches, and he just texted us that he was drowning. So...
Well, you're not too far off. He's not here right now. We're not sure if Mr. Cheeks is drowned outside somewhere. But let's just hope for the best. Let's hope for the best, Christy. Christy Vera in studio with us yet again, becoming more of a regular on this program.
Yeah.
But
kind of a stalker. I keep showing up. And
I know. You show up more than the co-host.
Yeah. Knocking on the door.
It's a real knock on, I guess, on my leadership, really. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be getting a grip on these guys. But we do have somebody special with us in studio. I wasn't sure if he was a man, or he was a machine, or he was a cat, but give it up for the one and only Milo the Cat, a.k.a. Adam. Woo! Adam, how do we pronounce your last name?
Schleichhorn. It's a brutal one, but yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, that's why it's Milo the Cat. Like, you don't have to call me by my last name.
That's so at Milo the Cat, for those that have Instagram, which is probably just about everybody at this point.
I know people that don't. I got friends that don't even have the app on their damn phones. And I'm like, come on, guys. Like, just, you know. Like,
well, they might know you from Facebook then.
They want me to send... My friends still want me to send them my videos. And I'm like, nah. Like, at this point, like, no. Like, I got too many followers now. Not to be a jerk, but, like, I got too many followers to individually send people my videos. No, like, I can't do that. Yeah, can't do that.
And your videos, to those that are out there listening that are not familiar with the Milo the Cat videos, how would you describe your Instagram sensation, like, of videos?
As like mashups, basically. You know, I take like cartoons and I take classic hip hop that everyone knows and loves, and I kind of just blend the two together into a seamless music video. You got someone knocking on the door.
It's a beautiful thing. I know that you were expecting Mr. Cheeks here.
But we have another legendary MC to sit in and help us with this interview.
No, I know
is the
guy.
One and only Keith Murray has entered the building.
All right.
A dear friend of mine
so
as well.
This is so cute.
And he's rocking that Ill Broncos. I didn't know you were a Broncos fan, Mr. Murray.
Hi,
good
Keith.
To see you, brother.
Oh.
Christy.
I appreciate your jacket, Keith. It's a vibrant, it's good for my eyes, honestly.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you here, Mr. Murray. And I know you're very familiar with Milo the Cat.
What up, Milo?
What up, man? I'm definitely more familiar with his work, I gotta say.
Word. What's going on, people?
Did you dislike the traffic out there, or?
What traffic?
Oh, okay. Oh.
Murray's from Long Island. He doesn't really have to deal with much traffic to get here.
Oh, you mean...
What do you mean? It seems normal because it's always the same?
Yeah, rush hour is over.
Rush hour is long over.
Oh.
And actually, it really wouldn't affect Mr. Murray if we were to take a ride over here, right? Nah. From where you're at, there's not really much traffic.
Nah, but, you know, how that go.
Now, if I know my history, was it a Keith Murray video? Was that one of your first
Keith
most...
Keith Murray interview?
This is a Milo the Cat interview, Mr. Murray. But
you can't come into rooms with a bright jacket and not have to answer a few questions.
Not just the jacket, the orange hat.
This is the Keith Murray / Ryan show.
I'm pretty sure is that like a hunting hat? Is that the kind of hat you wear when you're in the woods hunting animals? It's got the bright orange on it.
My uncle has a few of those.
Yeah. It's a baseball hunting hat.
A baseball football hunting hat.
Exactly.
Well,
a cap.
Let's get back to Milo. Like you said, I'm being so rude, Mr.
This is
Murray.
About Milo.
But Milo, or Adam, I'm sorry, I gotta call you out. I know it's weird to call you
Milo
the Cat.
I don't care what you call me. And it's not rude. It's not rude to talk to a hip-hop legend instead of me. Believe me. Like, who the hell am I?
If I want to answer no questions.
Yeah, who am I? I'm just some idiot on Instagram. This is a guy who's actually, like, the songs that I'm using right here. So to me, like, that's cool as hell, man. Seriously.
What Murray songs have you done so far?
I did his verse on Checking Me Out from Def Squad. I did, of course, Most Beautiful Thing in This World.
What cartoon and, did you put up for Most Beautiful Thing in the World? Who was he portrayed as?
God. You want me to pull up your
who was it?
It, Keith?
Oh.
It was Captain Fuckaho.
We're on FM radio, damn it. You know this, Mr. Murray. One thing I gotta say is, I don't know if you know this, but Murray calls himself the Black Silver Surfer.
It was the dude, the captain who was in the ship.
Space Ace?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who it was. Space Ace. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Was it
yeah,
one of...
It was hot.
What was the video that really blew you up and put you onto the map?
Years ago, I mean, I did one way before Instagram of, like, Muppets and Beastie Boys. That kind of started it. And then I did Muppets and ODB. That kind of, like, kept it going. I did...
they were
all
immediately successful whenever you would do that. People like
it. No, I've been making videos since, like, 2003. On the internet, I've been putting out videos since 2006. Nobody cared who I was. Nobody even looked in my direction. No one gave me any respect. And then I started going viral with these other videos, and people were still kind of like, oh, cool. Like, this is a cool video, but who the hell cares about... I'm trying hard not to curse. Like, who the hell cares not to... Like, who made this thing? Until, like, a year ago, I just started going hard on Instagram. People finally started, like, putting two and two together. Like, yo, this is the same dude that made all these.
Well, there's just something so fun about taking your favorite hip-hop songs, especially when it's gangster rap, and then putting it up against a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Like the Muppets, for instance. Like the Muppet Babies. Hearing the Muppet Babies say all of these things. It's just hilarious.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, yeah.
And one thing that caught my eye about it, I always was asking myself, like, they go so well synced. It looks like they're actually saying the words.
Hell yeah, yeah.
And when you splice it, the scenes... go back and forth and kind of do ad-libs and everything. So I was wondering, how do you figure out how to do exactly that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Just like a lunatic, like, I'd lock myself in dark rooms for years. I'm talking years getting better as an editor. Like,
editing is insane.
I'm telling you, like, it took me so long.
The editing
like,
part is the second part, though, but finding the characters.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, too. Yeah.
It's like a real more intricate...
You said, oh, sorry.
Is it more of cutting or finding those exact scenes?
You have to find it first.
You got
to
find it first, but then you got to make it work. Then I got to like rearrange it. I got to like
sync it.
Yeah, I got to. I change stuff around. Like I change
the
order
of the.
No, never the speed.
Never. Wow.
That's what I love. No one. You guys aren't alone. No one knows how I do this, and I kind of love that. I kind of love that people like real, like people that do videos for a living are kind of like, well, yeah, you just like find the right scenes, and then like it just works, right? I'm like, no, I'm like, no, it doesn't work.
If I was to try to do it, I would figure that you would have to have some type of extensive knowledge on memory of the particular characters.
The actual cartoon. Do you consider yourself a cartoon head?
Like I am. Yeah, I mean, those are the shows I love growing up, especially like when I was young, and then like as I got older, like the adult cartoons are like, it's just always been my thing. I just always thought the best writing and like the best characters, the best everything. Definitely. Those are those shows.
You
and
can do whatever.
Yeah, and I just always love that. And then, but like, what it really comes back to is that, especially like these old songs, like I'm so familiar. I don't think you understand how many times I've heard "Most Beautiful like, Thing like, in This World." You know, like I know this song so well.
Not to get you off, but like,
sure.
We all know the lyrics so well.
Yeah,
but we don't remember the cartoons until we see it again.
Yeah,
be like, oh, I remember that. But it seemed like you have to. It has to be on your brain, like the lyrics are.
They are, for sure.
Actual That's cartoon, crazy. Like you'll take where there's lyrics. Like so I saw recently a video where they were rapping about lasers, and you had pinpointed the exact scene from the cartoon where he was shooting a laser gun.
Like when I stepped out in Electric Blue Velvet.
Yes, yeah.
The Electric Blue Velvet.
And to me, like that scene alone makes like that entire. It's almost like I could half-ass the rest of the video, which I don't, but like I could. Yeah. And that scene alone, the fact he comes out in the Electric Blue Velvet, it's like, oh wait a minute, this is like rocking.
Now, do you like Google and say like whatever whoever. It was
it's like
was
a part said? Of part of
that
like
was the Checking Me Out song.
Yeah,
not the Most Beautiful.
So yeah, you must have a not only an extensive knowledge of hip hop but cartoons. Now has anybody
like photogenic memory
photographic memory
see
when it comes
like
to-
I don't think I got a photographic memory, but I think like I got some sort of weird type of long-term memory. My short-term memory is not great after like all these
years. Like everyone here in the studio.
But my long something about my long-term something about my long-term memory, like for perfect example, I'll just know that that scene exists, and it's all about like me finding it. But most people are like, how the hell did you know that existed? And I'm like, oh, I don't know how I knew. I just knew somehow. Mm-hmm. Like I just know. My next step now is like I'm already linked up with these animators that are going to do original stuff with me, where I'm going to direct it, I'm going to edit it, I'm going to call the shots, and we're going to create like original pieces that I think is the next step and the next level. Like I could create a dope music video for someone right now. And I've never been confident enough to say that, but now I'm like, you know what, if I team up with these animators, I could create like a hell of a thing.
You know how to make the visual move.
Yeah. And if you look at any animated music video, those lips are never matched up. You know what I mean? Like they're never matched up. And I think like that alone is like enough for me to like hopefully get some work out there from this. You know, like that's really like my plan.
Have you landed any professional gigs though through the Instagram page?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, a couple I signed NDAs for, so I can't really talk about them. But like, absolutely. Like, yeah, I've like, you know, first of all,
that's how you make money.
Yeah, like I started working for Adult Swim years ago from like a video I made using their content, which I thought they were going to be pissed about it, and then they ended up hiring me because of it. So, you know, I mean, it's like the way like the internet works now, that it's like, oh,
that's how producers and managers are finding artists.
Yeah.
Infringement of the music, and then they inquire and then hire them.
I read recently Time did a piece on you, Time Magazine. So, congratulations. That's like, you know, that's
wow. As big as it gets. Thank you. Yeah.
They recently did it.
Yeah.
And what was it about?
Just like about the Instagram page, like a quick little like interview
like,
kind
what
of thing.
Say?
Yeah.
Like what was
that's what I meant.
What were they saying?
Oh,
they were like, hey guys, this guy's doing clips of animated rap music.
Yeah, I'm not. They were like, this is like the essential follow on Instagram, and like he's bringing back all these songs that like a lot of people forgot about and stuff. And like
back songs and cartoons at the same
time. Like in my old viral videos, like the way that they went viral was by websites posting them, and a lot of these websites would be like, oh, this is kind of cool, but who even cares about these songs anymore? And I was always like, no, like a lot of people still care about these. And like, I would get these weird comments from like these people at websites that didn't really know. It'd be like, oh, who cares about this old DB song? I'm like, to be honest with you, like, I never stop listening to this stuff. I know a lot of my friends never stop.
But he asked the question because he didn't know, and the people who he associated himself with most likely didn't know.
Absolutely.
So he wasn't aware of all of us.
And yes.
So
and
it was the question.
The problem is I get a lot of people contacting me because like I'm popular now. And then I get the people that contact me that get it. And like I only want to mess with the people that get it. Like I'm not trying to be like, oh, cool, like we got this popular dude here. Like that's not me. Like, no. I want people who understand these videos to work with me, like otherwise the jobs are an absolute nightmare.
Now that being said, do you have artists that are reaching out to you and trying to pay you to make videos of their songs and pay for the promotion?
But like the whole copyright thing comes into play.
I've seen the artists that commented on your clip say he wanted to hire you.
Which one?
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, you're damn right. Snoop Dogg commented.
That's what I was going to ask you. Time Magazine mentioned that Snoop had actually messaged you. And
He's a really good character
for
animation.
So why you didn't say that?
Well, you just said it for me, Mr. Murray. I was going to say, before we get into it, so Snoop Dogg actually... Snoop Dogg actually
I know. But yeah, so Snoop, like, listen, man, like, I get 500 messages a week, and I'm nobody. Like, who even am I? Snoop must get 500 messages a minute.
You're a video animated.
Yeah, but come on. Snoop's been
promoter.
Snoop's been around, like, Snoop's been famous and cool since I was a little kid, and he, like, never stopped being cool. Like, he's still just as cool as he always was. And he must get a million messages a day. He says, DM me, I'm going to hire you. So I'm like, all right, Snoop. Like, I write him right when I saw it, like, an hour after he did it. And then I start thinking, like, if someone DM me right now, I probably wouldn't even see it. So how's Snoop going to see it? So then I just was like, yo, man, like, I'll move to LA tomorrow to work for you. Like, I don't know if you're talking full time. I don't know what you're talking about. I will pick up everything and move right now. I'll do whatever you need me to do. And like an hour or two later, he found my message somehow and wrote me back like, we on, with a bunch of emojis. And then that was the end of it. And you know, like, that's kind of like this.
So he's getting in contact with you. I watch my DM too. People look at it. They actually look scared.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Blow people's mind.
Yeah.
It's inspiration.
I was saying to them before we got on air, when you DM me the first time, it did a lot for me, man, because like I still wasn't that big yet, and you're someone that I've been a fan of since I was like, you know, middle school. And just getting a message from you and just seeing like, damn, this is Keith Murray writing me, just kind of saying like, yo, your stuff's dope. And I was like, damn, like things like that, it meant the world to me. I just wanted to say that, man, it really did.
That's what we do it for.
And you mentioned before.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. It was like instant inspiration of like, damn, like Keith Murray's watching this video. Like, I got to make it even better now. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I took it. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to put a video like this together?
They're all different. I always say, oh, yeah, they're 4 to 6 hours or something. And then, like, I started, like, going back, and I'm like, nah, man, this was more than 4 to 6. Like, I don't know. Like, I never keep track, to be honest with you. I'm just like, sometimes, like, I know I want to do a song, but the character just doesn't work. And then, like, I go through all these clips, and, like, I can't find that one thing that I need. And I'm just like, ah, man, like, I got
to
scrap
so that
this.
Leads back
yeah.
to my question. You
yeah, yeah.
Dig. Match.
Yeah. And if I don't get enough of the right clips, and so, a lot of times, like, these songs are descriptive. And if you don't catch, like, those right clips, like, a lot of people have said to me, for example, and I was going to bring
the
it up
angles,
for Chiefs. Yeah.
The cartoons is coming.
Yeah. And also, like, some cartoons, like, if they're just standing there still, it doesn't look the same as if they do a quick hand movement or something where I could make them go like that.
That's
like,
just
like, yeah, like anything.
If you would post a picture, a video get more views.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But a perfect example is like Lost Boys' Renee. Like, one of the most classic songs ever. Like, of course it's on my list of songs to do, but man, like, if you start thinking about 20 seconds of that song, you don't even get into the story in 20 seconds, and it's such a specific story that it's almost like, I tried that one a few times, and I'm just like, I don't know how to do this. So, I still get stuck.
You probably don't start it from the first verse.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
You can't do the whole
song?
That's what I mean. And I was just, the whole song, it would just take forever, and I can't spend...
What about some newer songs from some classic artists?
I just did the new Gang Gangstar song, because, like, to be honest with you, like, that was sense. Like the second it came out, I was like, oh man, this is like, it's like an old Gangstar song, and I don't care that it's new. Like, I don't care. Like, you know what? Like, there's certain artists that, again, like, I've been fans of for so long that I'm like, if this video doesn't get a lot of views, like, what do I care? I'm not making money either way. Like, what? Like, that's the beauty of this. Yeah, I can't be bought right now. People are trying to buy me, and I'm like, nah. Like, I'm only doing like the songs that I love. Otherwise, it's gonna be a garbage video that who wants to see?
Down.
Yeah, who wants to see it, you know?
It's always better when you're doing what you love and someone's not paying you and turning, you know, it's not really an obligation at this point, I imagine,
your
either.
Picks, yeah. Your playlist.
That's it. Yeah, and people don't understand that it's like, people send me song ideas for days, like nonstop.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, sometimes people get mad. They're like, yo, why didn't you do this song yet? And I'm like, yo, man, like, what character? What scenes? What, like, you think it's just the song? Like, you need so much more than just the song. And, like, yeah, the song's great, but, man, like some
beats. Do you just respond, I don't want to, sometimes?
Sometimes I'm just like, I can't respond to this, you know? Like, I don't know. There's, like,
people
a lot of times.
Put you on the internet too. They do. That question, yeah, yeah. They forget 2 seconds later.
Here's the thing. People aren't used to, like, I think you'll agree with this more, and like, I'm not a tough guy by any means, but like, people like aren't used to certain responses where like, if they start trying to come at you and I come back at them like, yo man, like, I don't give a F, I know we can't curse, I don't give an F about your suggestion, like, you or like people threatening to unfollow me, and I write back like, yo, do it then, man, like, yo, unfollow me.
Do
then.
You say don't, do you like, say do like it. Pay me.
No, I'll say like, yo, do it. Unfollow me then. So, and 10
are
times
you
out of 10.
Those people?
No, but 10 times
so
out of
what's
10.
The big deal?
I don't care. That's why. 10 times out of 10, they'll respond like, yo, man, like, oh, I was just like fucking around. Oh, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, all right. Yeah. So you're not a tough guy. You're an internet tough guy.
That's,
you know? I'm like, great. So stupid.
Internet gangsters.
Wait, is it illegal if these people pay you? You're like, well, if you want to see that, then pay me, like,
$200. Yeah, I mean, that's like a fine line that I'm not trying to make like a quick buck off of like someone.
You're so genuine.
No, but like what? Someone wants me to do like a new song that I hate, like for a couple hundred dollars. Like, no, thanks. Like, I'll go and work my regular job. Yeah, I'll work my regular job, and then like, I want to keep this page the way that it, like, so, like, the followers on my page like this page because I'm not doing any garbage. I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, let's just do like a new like lame song.
What
yeah.
is that like working your regular job? Do your coworkers know that you're Milo the cat when you get home and you're
well,
doing
I'm a freelancer. Look, I mean, over the years I've gotten a lot of disrespect from Long Island companies that I'm not afraid to say. Like, I hate a lot of these companies on Long Island, and like, will actively go out of my way to make sure certain people don't work with them because they've treated me that bad. Like, marketing agencies, like digital, like, you know, marketing agencies and like, you know, video type things. Mm-hmm. Some of them are fine. Some of them like are absolutely good people. They're honest people. They'll pay you. Some of these guys, this guy right around the block just like straight up didn't pay me. And I'm like, instead of like showing up to his office because I'm a little too old for that, like, I'm like, I've like cost that guy some serious business now because I'm like, oh, all right. You want to know about that guy? Yeah, I worked with him, and he straight up didn't pay.
So how does that work? How does you do a deal for somebody who want to solicit your work?
I mean, normally it's just like, if they're a regular real business, it's not like, I usually don't even think about it, but now I do think about it because some of these real businesses.
How does the business transaction go down?
You like a lot of people
fire. Like, get an advance.
Sometimes.
Or you have to do the whole job and get an invoice.
That's the thing. Sometimes they're like, yeah, we'll pay you on completion. And then like, I send them a completed video, and this one guy around the block was like pulling this nonsense, like, oh, I was kind of expecting this other thing, and then he posted it anyway, and I'm
for
like,
real?
Oh, wow. Too bad, like, you posted it, man, you're using it.
So
and he was
you
just
have
like,
a contract with him?
No, that's the problem. Because like, oh, a lot of these are small time jobs, so it's almost
still
like
you have to do it regardless. Cause
yeah,
you
you're right.
Get stiffed.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
That's business 101.
You're right.
Oldest trick in the book.
I know. And
Murray's got some contracts you can borrow too. Fill in the blanks.
I kind of need that. Yeah, like,
you can go online.
I know you can. I know.
Modify them.
No, you're right. And I should do that. And I've been told that before, and I've always just been like, oh, yeah, whatever. But like, then you get stiffed on like, you know, I'm expecting like this money to like pay my damn rent, and this guy just straight up doesn't pay. And the only reason why I'm bringing it up is because this idiot reached out to me 2 weeks ago because he forgot and was like, hey, yeah, like, want to see if you're available. Like, I got this job. And I was like, yeah, man, like, how about you pay me that money that you owe me, that you stiffed me?
I'm available, but you got to pay me in advance.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, so give me the you remember?
That's plus half interest. Of my money.
That's what I mean.
That you owe me now. If you want me to do it, pay me the other half and another advance.
That's like how it works with a show. When it comes to booking a live show for a lot of artists, you get half the money up front and the other half after the performance, after the work is done.
Now.
That's it. 100% up front.
I should get the money.
But you have to complete your job.
Look, at this level that I'm at for a low-level marketing agency on Long Island, I should get paid up front at this point. You know, like at this point, it's ridiculous, but whatever. I mean,
so nobody's going to pay up front. They want to see what you do. And if they got to modify it, you make changes. Then when they're so satisfied, they pay the other
front end, back end.
This is just a lesson for anybody in business 101 who's listening.
That's no, and it's a valuable one because I've gotten burned for not following that for sure.
Now, on a different note, I'm wondering who exactly is Milo the Cat? Why did you name it Milo the Cat?
Oh, that goes way back. So I was working, my boys and I years ago kind of like built this little studio in Brooklyn, like a very like smaller and half-assed version of this basically. And we were recording artists all over the place and stuff, and trying to start a record label, like trying to like, you know, early days of the internet as it was taking off. And one of my boys that worked there just got these two cats, Milo and Lulu, and they were just always around. They were on my desk. They were always there. And I just started like filming them. And then like I like would give him a voice and I would make stupid little videos with him.
So that's where it all began.
That's where it all began. He was like a real character. And then I kind of always was like, yeah, like let's like make these people follow Milo instead of me. Like, you know, it was always like, who wants to follow me?
And that goes around those copyright infringements, at least with the visuals.
Well, it actually reminded me like, what about TikTok? Are you going on there?
No, I haven't gone on there. I feel like that
doesn't even matter anymore.
No, I mean, I just think it's a young audience, and like my audience is like older. Okay, you know, like I'm doing like classic hip hop. Like I'm not trying to do new hip hop. I'm just not.
You're on Facebook though too, right? I see.
Yeah, I got a Facebook page. Yeah,
nice. So, so real quick for those that are just tuning in right now, we're in studio with Milo the Cat. And if you're a real fan of hip-hop, you know who Milo the Cat is. It's a household hip-hop name if you have Instagram at this point.
I don't know about that.
I'm serious. Like, all of you see everybody reposting it, too, which I find great. Everybody really does
That's stuff that always makes me crazy.
Have any rappers been pissed off and been like, no, I don't want to be that cartoon character. I want to be somebody else.
No. I mean, no. I think, like, every rapper that I spoke to, like they look at it like they could tell I'm coming from a place of respect. You know what I mean? They could tell I'm not trying to clown them. They could tell that I genuinely love the song. Like they know. Like and they're deep. Artists. You know? they're artists and they're looking at it like another piece of art. And they
just like to see it.
That's what I mean, right? Yeah.
Cartoon form.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It's just, and also the one thing I do hear a lot is like a lot of these guys are like, listen, this is a song that everyone like kind of put to the side and now you're bringing it back and they love it. So
but the characters are classic too. We all know and love those characters.
Yeah, that's one thing too that I make it a point to be like, you know, it's got to be the right character. Yeah, it's got to be right. Like that's what it's all about to me.
You don't really use too many modern cartoons, I noticed.
No, not really. Yeah, I mean the animation's different now, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really even know them on.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's true. That's what, exactly. Like if I'm gonna do a Tekashi 6ix9ine song, maybe I would use a modern cartoon or something.
Who would you use? Like, Speedy Gonzales.
I can't do a Tekashi song. Like I can't.
I was just thinking today when he told me he was interviewing you, I was like, okay. In my mind, I wasn't thinking you would do it, but if you did do it.
Make him a rat. Make him like Master Splinter from Master Splinter, yeah. That's of course. Yeah,
I wouldn't even.
Of course,
and that shit would blow up.
I know it would. Look, my boy.
But you don't want to bring that negative energy.
No, my boy is an underground rapper forever. This dude, Solo Fadolo, he's always been great for me, and like let me use his music back in the day when I was like trying to monetize it and stuff. And he literally wrote me yesterday and was like, "Yo, you ever think about doing Tekashi as like any sort of mouse or rat character?" And I was like, man, that would mean I would have to listen to that song 100 times. And he's like, oh yeah, like all right, like that makes sense. But he's like, you know, it would blow up. I'm like, I know it would, but again, like I got a little bit of integrity, so I'm like, I can't do that. I can't.
Oh, man,
yeah.
Well, Milo, it is
put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, I can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
can we get a recommendation from anybody? I know that you probably hear this all day. I'm sure you've got a million comments in the inbox. Murray, who is one cartoon and one song that you would like to see Milo put together if you had a choice?
What cartoon?
What cartoon with what song?
I don't know.
Dragon Ball Z.
I don't go back that far. I mean, that early.
Yeah, I don't either. A lot of people actually requested Dragon Ball Z. They're screaming. Like, I don't know. I don't know that cartoon. I don't know anything about it.
Used to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z is pretty hard. Some of it's pretty good. I'm still young enough to have caught Dragon Ball Z.
I know what it's about.
Let's
see. I had my hat low. She said, "Who are you? I'm a Pokemon." Like,
so I want to see Murray as the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, like and
Silver Surfer.
That's my whole point about my DMs, about my comments. Like, you could, okay, great, send me these songs that I already know that are already on my list. Yeah. But that doesn't do anything for me. Like, I need, like, you know, if you want to really send me an idea, send me an idea.
One of my favorite cartoons was Fantastic Four, though. I know that.
Yeah, I've done plenty for that. I've done several.
That's my favorite. I can't really go too deep with.
Well, you're the creator. You're the artist. We're not.
I used to watch motherfucking Tom and Jerry all the time. That was my. That's still my. Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that's they talk about classic. That is classic. Yeah,
I don't know if that would really be allowed.
The Roadrunner. Like, the Roadrunner was my man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I bet all these violent ones, Mr. All these like crazy. That's like, I don't know if this really passes these days. Do you think that they'd put Roadrunner? I don't know.
Tom and Jerry.
I feel like it would be super PC if they put some brand new Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote out there, right?
Well,
they don't really have the violence in cartoons that they used to.
But they do. Like the adult cartoons still got it. Yeah,
I know. There's like
Wile E. Coyote. Yeah. It caused me a lot of distress when I was a child.
But we were
really
kids
the Roadrunner. Yeah,
it did.
Yeah, it did.
Is that it? I'm not trying to be a jerk.
I would sit there just with a frown on my face for hours.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, but is that like a millennial reaction to Roadrunner? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know because.
But like, if we showed it to kids now, it would be this like really traumatic. They'd be like, "Why?" Like,
why, you know, the
why is he always
the Roadrunner never got even touched by Wile E. Coyote? Like, yeah, never.
I was
even
rooting for the coyote, right?
Oh, okay. So how traumatizing could it have been?
You were rooting for the bird. What Roadrunner?
Well, the Roadrunner is like the protagonist.
Yeah. Okay, for me, the protagonist was the coyote. He's the one that's doing all the planning. He's the one that's trying and failing and trying and failing. So I'm rooting for him, and he never succeeds. Okay.
But we knew he was never going
to. Yeah.
I would like to see that ending.
It's the hopelessness and helplessness.
But that's f***ed up because he was a black dude.
Is that you
consider Wile E. Coyote?
Wile E. Coyote black.
He's a black dude.
Well, I'll tell you, Roadrunner is definitely not white. What is Roadrunner then?
Roadrunner? You're f***ing Mexican. That nigga was like, me, me.
Oh man,
the Roadrunner had an attitude. He was always like, eh, like had this prissy.
Yeah, he had this dude coming after him trying to kill him. Yeah,
and he was fast as hell.
Yeah.
So that's what correlates. He's fast as hell.
So for you, it was constant victory to watch that because the Roadrunner would always win.
Well, no, so like, I never looked at it like going. Constant victory. It was just like the yin and yang of these two characters.
You
like
just,
that's what
always
the show was about.
Like, yeah, how is like, he gonna get out?
Yeah,
of this?
How's he gonna get out? Yeah. That's what. And then I always loved the aspect of like Wile E. Coyote. For some reason, I just always remember that like he would get these like things from Acme.
Ingenuity.
Yeah, he would get like these
all types of tracks,
all sorts of stuff shipped to him. He would get like these boxes shipped to him from Acme, and like, you know, make these like I always loved that he had all these gadgets and stuff. Yeah,
it definitely was. So, well, it's that time, guys. Milo, thank you so much for coming and joining us here at Def Squad Studios.
Anytime.
As a hip hop head, I hope it was a kind of a cool little visit.
Yeah, I got to sit here and talk to Keith Murray. I mean, you guys are great too, but I mean, come on.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It never gets old talking to Keith Murray. And once again, we got Keith Murray in studio as well, at Keith Murray Rap on Instagram. And Christy Vera, stand-up comedian of New York City.
I'm here.
Oh, she's a stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's okay.
What do you think she
Hardy
was hanging
ha,
out?
Ha, ha.
I didn't know who you were either.
Well, pleasure to meet you. The pleasure.
Can we hear a couple bits or what?
No.
Why not? Yeah.
Because I have integrity.
On the last show. She's got integrity.
I have a little bit of integrity.
You can talk on this show. It don't matter.
Yeah.
You do what you do. This is the platform to do it.
It is. It's true. We actually played her stand-up comedy on the last episode of the show.
Yeah.
We played like a 5-minute segment of just straight Christy Vera comedy.
Crack a joke.
I'll learn a little bit about you and just tear you apart in a 5-minute bit. And
well, you can tear me apart any day, baby.
Oh, God. Whoa.
It's the Black James Bond.
The Black Silver Surfer. Especially under these circumstances.
That's another one of my sober cats. But right now, I'm the Black James Bond.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Moray.
I could even say abroad. Make a bit about you, too.
No, I'd rather you not.
Oh my God, he declines every offer.
I'd rather you not. Yeah. I thought you was off the top.
You should change your Instagram name to the Decliner. Just declines everything.
Yeah, I mean, look,
I will decline.
Decline what though? Like you think I want you to just make fun of me? Like I'm not a comedian, you know? Yeah. Like I'm not like at a roast. You know what I mean?
That's
like
just bullying. That's just making fun of. Yeah, this isn't a roast. It's a radio show.
No, I would
show,
be nice. I would be nice.
All right, we've got Milo the Cat here. Check out his Instagram. We will be back very soon. Music by DJ K Bliss. Let's go.
It's the Ryan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live from the Soul Exchange Bistro.
Number two. And the way we do.
Mr. Cheeks, you know, the beauty of the Soul Exchange Bistro, it's not like most sequels. We've talked about this. A lot of sequels are bland, and they just shouldn't be made. You look at Caddyshack 2 and some of the sadder sequels, and it makes you think, why even do a sequel? Well, this is the Empire Strikes Back of restaurants.
This is like
Soul Exchange 2 is Rocky 2.
Yes.
This is a real sequel. We're only building and growing, and it's good to be broadcasting live on all of these airways, whatever syndicate you're listening on. First off, we thank you. Second off, feel the vibrations of the Soul Exchange. We got Mr. Cheeks in the house.
Oh, and man, the lovely. I'm over here, man.
And the lovely.
And the lovely.
The one and only.
The one and only.
Miss Kia Jeffries has joined us on the show tonight.
Everybody, let's
Kia
give it
Jeffries
up.
In the building.
You already know how we
Kia
doing it, baby.
Doll,
we live here tonight, man. Day. It's like our first kickoff, though.
It's like the first kickoff.
We was upstairs and we were like, let's go to the bar and make it really do what it looked like.
Okay. We tried doing a show upstairs, but the Hennessy got in the way of things. You know, we had some good content, but Nick Cannon honestly got in the way of things, too. We were watching television at the same time. We saw a lot of dudes in tight pants running around. It was just upsetting.
It's upsetting, you know? Man. It's upsetting, man.
I mean, nothing against guys in tight pants. I just, as we're doing the radio show, it's not what we'd like to have in the background. We'd rather have something like, you know, some NBA basketball, some preseason basketball.
Zion about to dunk on somebody's face.
But let's not make it about tight pants, men. We've got Kia Jeffries in the building.
That's who we have.
Kia, this is the first time we've ever had you on the show. So first off, welcome. It's good to have you on our airwaves.
What's up, Kia?
What's going on? Still my brother for a long, long, long ever. Hey, Queens, man. Stand the f*** up.
That's right.
The chain ain't ever breaking.
Curse? Is it all right?
Technically, the chain will never break. Curse. That's okay. All right. We're on the same station
Queens,
you are.
Queens, stand up.
There we go.
There you go. I got you. You just got to let me know.
Who cares? We'll edit it, right?
That's what's up.
It's the beauty of FM
radio.
Do
what
radio.
You do.
I can watch my mouth.
Speaking of radio, before we get into your music and we get into your career, I hear that you're actually doing a radio show now.
I do. I work with a couple, especially like It's Bigger Than Hip Hop. People, Jeff Hodges.
Doing it.
Queens also.
Shouts to Jeff Hodges. We down just syndicated to that station. That's how I know.
Beasley Media Group. You know what I'm saying?
You guys are all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a nice moves. Platform. Nice
it's like
platform.
We catching up to what she be doing, though.
Hey, I just move around, as you well know.
As we do.
I move around.
The roads we travel.
We travel the world. You know,
that's
we gotta
a fact.
It's just another transition to make. You know, it's like doing music is great, and it's timeless, especially you have some timeless music. It's never going to get old. But there's nothing wrong with tapping into a new line of work like radio.
Absolutely.
Cheeks is a natural on the radio. I watch it every week, so.
Yes, you know me.
Of course.
I'm like, hello, everyone. What's going on?
Hi.
What time is it?
Let's go.
Well,
let's get it.
So, have you learned anything new being forced to do radio? Because it's a little different than practicing and rehearsing and you know, singing.
You know, it's cool. I learned to be more prepared. You know, at first I thought I was going to wing it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, I'm coming. All right. And then I was like, damn, I should have had some questions.
Yeah, you should probably teach us this. We're sitting here looking at the insides of our empty vodka cups right now.
It ain't easy. It ain't easy with our mothers, right?
Yeah.
You had to do, you had to adjust to what it is.
Yeah, no.
But you're a natural.
Depends
anyway,
on how it is.
You're a natural whatever you do, though.
Absolutely.
What you're really doing is talking to the people. Letting them know what life is.
Whether it's video or not.
That's a fact.
And it's kind of this is the beauty of radio is that we don't need video.
Right.
But now in 2019, people want to see the video content added to the actual show. So it's nice for us to do something like, even though we're on radio stations, whatever, we're still going to broadcast live from the Soul Exchange Bistro. So it's nice. Find your comfort zone,
Bistro.
You know?
Bistro.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the food.
But, Shout out to the food.
I learned a lot about you over the past 2 days doing some research for this interview.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that in your early years, before you had blown it up, you were actually touring with Paul Simon.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, from Simon and Garfunkel. Oh, so my younger people. Love you.
Yeah, Simon and Garfunkel. So how did that come about? What exactly did you do with them?
Oh, gosh. So living in New York, you know how to go and audition. And you subscribe to Backstage. You go buy Backstage magazine at the news corner. Mm. And you go in the back of Post or New York Times, whatever. And you trying to find work. Because back then it wasn't just try to be an artist, you know, and put out a record. It was more like feed yourself with your music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was out there trying to feed myself with music, you know, whether I was a singer, actress, you know.
What you need.
You know, backup singer. So I used to make good money. And a songwriter always.
So they just you happened to meet Paul Simon out, or you auditioned?
Oh,
and
oh, gosh, Paul Simon. I was singing in a a cappella group, and he was looking for this guy, you know, shout out to a couple of people died that was in the group, but it was like an a cappella street corner type group, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Like the guys, but everybody was connected. Everybody was already doing Broadway, off Broadway, singing backup for this person, had their own records out. So it was a menage of people at the time, and Paul was just looking for a sound. And our bass singer, he was real connected, and he said, "Hey, come with me, you know, we're gonna sing for Paul Simon."
Wow.
Mm. I was a teenager, you know, just out with the fake ID. You know how we used to
get it.
That's great.
I was a teenager on the train at night, going to open mics, the fake ID.
Anywhere is that.
Singing back up, whatever, trying to run into people, whatever. New York was great. '90s.
That's a true
early
hustler
'90s, late '80s, all day.
Like to be out there and
all day. You gotta get it.
Everybody came to get it.
You know, what was the point? And we was from here,
right?
And I had that in my blood, so I was gonna figure it out. And when we sang that for Paul, he said, "Yeah, that's the sound I'm looking for." This dude put us on salary.
Wow.
Right?
Salary.
Put each one of us. It was about 10 of us.
You understand when you say salary?
Salary.
Oh, salary. I thought you were talking about the blonde white chick with the hair with the glasses. You was on Sally then?
Sally. On the talk show.
She said salary chick.
Sally Reese.
That was great.
That's great.
Well, yeah, salary.
I was on that Sally show.
Hell yeah.
So how old were you? You said you were in your teenage years?
Yes. High school.
Wow. That's a trip. To be able to be on the road with Paul Simon at that young age, like that's
growing up.
Incredible.
It was just about who you was willing to get out there and meet.
Yeah.
And people recognize, you know, I used to sing at bar mitzvahs and weddings, you know, with bands and make good money.
Well, that's
doing
where the money's at. Wedding singers?
And you never know who you meet. Whose wedding you sang at.
Hell yeah.
You know, you be me, right? Don't you meet certain people that hire you?
I'm a wedding rapper.
You'd be so surprised.
The wedding rapper cheeks the wedding
rapper. You'd be so surprised how people are willing to, you know.
Goes after the.
You got to go after the business side of it.
He goes after the business and the bridesmaids. The wedding rapper here.
No, I just be spitting that fly. Take my hand, do it. What do you mean? I'm there to get the drinks and the food, and I'm out of there. Spit a little bing bing.
That's
it. Kia.
You were also in a girl group.
Yes. In the 90s, that's what it was. Yeah. It was girl groups, you know. I put one group together. Shout out to Forecast.
Forecast.
The girl Sharissa, you know, she had a couple of records too. I moved around.
The only place to do what they doing now. Here we are.
That's what we're here for, baby.
It's good to have a kid here, man.
It is. Work. It really is indeed.
All I do is go like this. I tag her Instagram. Tag me back. Now we here. It's one of my main people that make the hits with me.
You guys, we were just playing
greatest
song.
Album I ever made.
What were we just playing?
Ladies and Gentlemen.
Ladies and Gentlemen.
Ladies and Gentlemen.
The album.
Yeah. With Kia.
Still
Jeffries.
Out there. Get them joints. Check out that Retroactive Volume 1.
Gotta believe
got a joint
it.
With me and him. Pete Rock produced it.
Tell
All
him.
I Know.
Tell him.
Get this stuff, you know?
And
we are ill.
You guys, you never stop making music. You still are out touring and hustling and going from place to place.
Gotta move around.
Which is like, it's hard in this industry. I've been here for like 3 years. I'm already want to, it's like, it's crazy. We got Pam Staves selling dumpsters 2 years later, you know? To be in it for that many years, it takes more than just a timeless hit. It takes actual hustle.
That's why we right here.
Chilling at the Soul Exchange. Man. Like I said, man, God is good, right? That's God, right Jah, you know, whatever
the
God
music,
you believe
the
in.
Entrepreneurship.
That's what it is. All, that's
what
the word
supposed
right there.
To move around. You're supposed to elevate your, you know, get it different ways. You have to have, like, many different streams.
Man.
And I feel like you were already out there.
We all won, man.
Hello? No, many different streams.
That's it.
It's fact.
Yeah, went from musician to entrepreneur. If you're going to be anything in showbiz these days.
Not from. No, you both. You're
gonna
doing all of it. You're doing both.
Listen,
at the same.
You're always going to be a musician. Like I don't want to take over an interview, but you know what life is, man. She's right there like you are. Like, yo, let's go. Just a shout out.
No doubt.
Because we don't know nothing else but this music, but we got to take care of everything that I take care of. But
that part.
The music,
say it.
We're not trying to lose the music for nothing.
Ever.
That's it.
Never. Always going to be. Nigga, oh, y'all got
this. We're going to go through it to get to it.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
And that being said, about your music, timeless hit, classic.
Yes.
I don't want to put my girlfriend on the spot, but the ringtone of her phone.
The ringtone was when we were. In your mail.
It was. It was. I fell in love with her that day.
That's what's up.
It was unbelievable.
Too bad.
That being said,
very funny.
Where did it all come from? How did you land that gig to be the singer on that song?
So, you know, very organic. You know, in the early '90s, you know, ideas come to people's head. Really? Like I said, I'm rocking. You know, doing all this little audition stuff, working around. I putting out records back then. He came up with the idea. We lived in the neighborhood. That was some hood love.
Yeah.
You know, he knew I was already moving around. And then I gave him that, you know, that understanding of the publishing side.
You got
to where this
things.
How you make your money. You know what I'm saying? I gave him the, you know, the G on the publishing side.
Yeah.
And we chopped that song up. I made sure I own 40% of that. Put it in your mouth record.
Well, you have to.
So you get your publishing, and you get your publishing straight, and you people and do the interpolation. You know about those checks.
Got and plus,
Cole
it wasn't
pay me for the planes joint.
You
want
a bunch
ooh,
of
nice. You okay, know, there we go.
Jeremiah, you know. So
yeah.
Keep that money.
That's the way to do
on.
It.
So,
only way.
And I love that you didn't discriminate. You know, you had to stand up for the ladies' rights as well.
I had to stand up for
it's
the
it's not
ladies
all that is putting
rights.
It in the ladies' mouth.
Not always.
The men have to go down as well, right?
They
I know
do.
That's that. Some people don't look down upon that. Fans of the show have criticized us, for advocating that. Yeah, we've had comments. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
All you gotta do is say 6ix9ine, Kiko.
Yeah,
not the snitchage, but the lickage.
Okay.
Not the snitch, but the lick.
You
know
ladies,
you know how you go 6ix9ine. You go like this. You go up there. I'm gonna go down there. I mean,
so you know, did anything? I mean, obviously, there's great success with that song, timeless. People are still playing it to this day.
So,
were there any negative? Did anybody ever come at you negative about it? I know women's rights groups. What's some of the controversy that you faced
back then? Wendy Williams was on the radio, you know, so she was coming at me really hard, like hitting me up, like, really, who's this girl singing this song? She need to get some soap in her mouth. It's crazy.
Yeah,
Wendy.
Yeah.
I remember. She remember.
I know.
She was, you know, she was on the radio doing what she do.
Yeah.
And it was such an underground. It was a different time. People weren't so open with, you know, talking like that, not singing like that. It was just, you know, we kind of jumped out the window on some shit.
You started a lot of shit.
Started a lot of shit, you know.
You understand?
But now I'm off my wife, but she still have a husband.
Whoa. Oh, wait a minute. Let's go, Alex. You got to say ooh to me. Ooh. Yeah, ooh, that was crazy.
I mean, the mics picked it up.
Word.
Fans around here listening.
True be told.
No doubt, though.
Yeah.
But yeah,
put
we
it
got
in your
some
mouth.
Feedback.
You
I,
might have a
I
better.
Missed some opportunities when people found out that I'm the girl that sang that song they were about to write up. Buy or whatever use, they'd be like, oh, well, I don't know.
Wow.
It was a controversial record, you know, for a while.
Now they putting it in their mouth.
Exactly.
Now I got this new, like,
what?
Fan base.
Go ahead.
Young lady.
Exactly.
Little hot girl.
As we like to call them on our show, the stripper rappers.
The hot girls love me.
Oh, yes, the hot girls. Exactly. Yeah. That's the name for them. Okay. It's been a hot girl summer.
Have you seen that song? Put it in your mouth.
I seen a girl with the cucumber.
So wait,
with the put it in your mouth song going down. You see, I'm like,
that? That's jazzy. Right. That's yeah. right.
Crazy.
That's the jazzy chick. Yeah,
I mean,
name dropping.
Put it in your mouth. But the
so even last night, you said that you were at your show last night, and yeah. and girls of the early 20s were coming up to you and
yes.
saying you were their hero.
Shout out to all my ladies that was at the little show last night in Queens at Black Thorn.
Black Thorn 5-1, shout out.
105.
Keep it pop.
105-1 in the building.
I know you had that Jenkins.
It was dope. EPMD, Paris.
Oh, Cuban Uncle Paris, what up? QBs!
In the building.
See you on the boat next summer.
T in the building.
Oh.
Well,
I was at.
Probably
I was
here.
Came back
probably
from
here
Germany. Oh yeah. I was came back from Germany. Excuse me.
And one of your hats.
Shum 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 shum.
Back off tour. He was.
Shout outs.
Oh, man.
But yeah, man.
So yeah. So speaking of tour, I know you guys have something coming up recently, right? Very soon. I saw you guys on the same bill somewhere.
We working.
Can we plug that event? We could be in that city. Do we not know?
Next year we doing
South by Southwest.
That's what it was. South by Southwest.
Yeah.
So that's the next joint we're doing. But you already know, we got this new restaurant we have called Soul Exchange Number 2.
Now, speaking of 25 years now, right? We're coming up to the 25 year anniversary of Put It In Your Mouth. So what do we have planned to celebrate this?
Oh my great gosh. Day. So I don't know. It's a lot going on. You know, I've still always been doing my thing. I got new records out there.
Yo, check them out. She don't even look nowhere near 25 around. Years later, right?
My son,
yeah, crazy.
Ain't that ill in life?
It's a plan. I got.
She was just like she was doing when she was
coming out called Insomnia.
Hello.
I'm working with Cheeks. We got
drums.
Brand new album.
We doing our entrepreneur stuff.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you join us. Out here near Far Rock.
Holla at us. We fixing credit and all that.
Oh my goodness.
They gotta know we fixing credit though.
It's about the movement.
Yeah, it's
like about getting your credit right. Getting your life back. They ain't giving us no budget, so we gotta show you what we doing. Owning restaurants. You already know we going into everything that we gotta get established that money with. So yeah.
My family's ABS Communications.
Bing.
We got live dispatchers, telephone answering service.
See that shit?
Business. We answer the phone for you.
Nice.
We'll be a virtual assistant. We there for emergencies. We answer. My aunt, we've been in business for 37 years.
You understand?
You know what I'm saying?
And that's it's like, to be an entrepreneur like yourself and like Mr. Cheeks, you really do need 10 streams of income in this day and age. And you guys have found that. You guys, it's not just music. It's all of these different things.
It's before the music. Yeah. But now that you know that you've been through the music, you do all you got to do. Now you know what you need to do.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Exactly.
So, you still can do it, do it. Don't be the nigga that don't do it.
Exactly.
Or the chick that's waiting to do it. Go at it. Make the leap. Hey man, all I want to do is make music. So I make music. Look at the people that I'm around us. You know what I mean? Like, from Rock. Yo, shout out to Rock Emmy, your new book and all that. We got Kid Jeffries here.
In the building.
Our life is crazy.
It is.
That's a show right there. Rock Emmy, Kid Jeffries, Miss Cheeks. You know what I'm saying? We all went up with a God. But just under the universe. You know you got to throw that out there. That's in the air all the time. Help you for life, you know.
And
the Ryan Show.
It's been great to have you here, Kia. Honestly, it's always good to sit down with a legend as yourself. I know a lot of people don't like to be called legends, but you're still in the game. You're still working. You got a new album coming out.
No doubt.
So that being said, where can they find you on Instagram so they can follow your adventures?
At Kia Jeffries with the number one on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Kia Jeffries Mateen. If you're on Facebook, I tell you, it gives you longer time on live on Facebook, so. I gotta mess with all of them.
She got mad.
I just joined the WhatsApp.
Oh, you're on WhatsApp?
Just joined that shit.
Oh, no. Good luck. You're gonna need a million groups.
Kid Jeffries don't even understand.
Shout out.
She just joined the WhatsApp.
Yeah.
You know what's
WhatsApp.
About to happen on the WhatsApp?
That's like a thing, right?
You about to get so much other shit going on.
For so long.
Captain Obvious.
You know, when you have an iPhone,
and put the Dallas Cowboys.
Is it worth it?
The Dallas Cowgirls.
I did just.
Excuse me, my bad.
So I'm here. I'm ready.
Good to see you, baby.
It's been great to have you here on this press run. And we'll be in touch. You know, the Soul Exchange is up, what, 7 days a week?
Every day of the week.
Make sure you guys come out. We're going to be doing our birthday extravaganza.
We're doing, hold on, we got to tell them about this spooktacular. Right?
Yes.
For Halloween, August 31st, from 6 to 1. Come on out. Best costume, $200. With a costume, that's $10. Without a costume, that's $20. That's at the 10. Everybody free to 10. So come see us. L's up.
L's up. Kia Jeffries, this is the Ryan Show FM. It's been great to have you here. We'll be following you at Kia Jeffries 1 on Instagram.
King of 1.
L.
L's up.